मेधां देवी सरस्वती मेधां मे अश्विनावभवो आधत्तां पुष्करस्रजाः आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमधो बलमिन्द्रिय सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरणमस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Hearty fraternal greetings and good wishes to all the brothers and the sisters. We have been deliberating upon the importance of pranayama, a process of internalization and absorption into one's own being. To be able to experience the very kingly state of our being. Astrologically speaking, this is called the state where Libra is regulated and Gemini is also regulated. This is what is briefly explained yesterday evening and today morning, by which the student of yoga or pranayama would have fairly availed the four pranas as they function in the body, which is presided over by Vyana, all permeating life principle. There are five life pulsations which are explained in detail with respect to their three qualities. That is inertia, dynamism and poise. These five principles in their three dimensions constitute 15 pranas. These pranas regulate our functional aspect of the body. There are 15 sub pranas also to these pranas. All these 30 pranas are explained in a series of articles given out for Paracelsus under the caption Occult Healing. It's a complete subject by itself. Time does not permit to explain all that. There are five pranas with its three, each prana having three qualities. There are five sub-pranas which also have their three qualities. In all, there are 30 prana principles in the body, major and minor. They are the ones who are responsible for an appropriate functioning of the human body. Unless the body cooperates, Not much can be achieved. You have put on air conditioning, eh? That's okay. All is okay. Oh, everything is okay. For a person who is already drowned in cold, air conditioning or no air conditioning has no meaning. Let it be. If it is comfortable to the group, it is comfortable to me. So these 30 pranas are responsible for keeping the body in good state. Unless the body is in good state, no practice is ever possible. The body has to be in good state to keep, to practice anything or to conduct oneself in life. Therefore, it is necessary to know the functional aspect of the body, which is governed by the cardinal cross. The functional aspect of the body is governed by cardinal cross. The experience that the soul has gained of what is desirable, what is not desirable, functions as the fixed cross. According to time, according to place, according to other objective conditions, there would be an attitude to adjust oneself or an attitude to mutate oneself, which is governed by the mutable cross. We have three crosses which require a very brief understanding before we get into the step of pranayama. That's why in the story of Jesus, they say that there are on either side two persons crucified along with Jesus the Christ. There are two persons crucified alongside Jesus. There are three crosses, isn't it? There are three crosses on which three persons are crucified. The middle one is the soul or the Christ. The one to the left is the cardinal cross. The one to the right is the mutable cross. The central cross is seen as the fixed cross. This is an understanding. Jesus' story apart, in us these three crosses do exist. Jesus' story apart, in us all the three crosses exist. We are crucified thrice to be what we are, and we have to relieve ourselves from these crosses only through proper understanding and adaptation to the regulations, we can cross over. The crosses are meant only to be crossed over, meaning we mount upon them, but we do not get crucified by them. We are crucified when the bodily functions are not in order. We are crucified when our value system is not in order. We are crucified when we are frequently wavering in our attitudes and inconsistencies. It is common with us that in all these three aspects there is a crucifixion which has to be overcome. The zodiac of 12 sun signs provides the three crosses. There is a very good mention in spiritual astrology, a very brief mention about the nature of these crosses, which I would like to present to you so that you orient to them, you care them, and you set them right so that your journey to mount upon the cross, but not to be mounted by the cross, is fulfilled in us. The first of it is the cardinal cross. It denotes the activity and governance of the functional side of the body. The functional side of the body is basically connected to respiration, circulation of blood, digestion, excretion, and all such other vital activities by which the vital body is always kept unimpeded. There is flow of vital force into us. When we breathe in, we bring in vital force. When we breathe out, we breathe out the impurities that happen in us in terms of combustion as it happens in the body. Therefore, when we think of cardinal cross in relation to our chart or in relation to the chart of any fellow beings, we have to see how the functional body, how the body is functioning with respect to the native who holds the chart. How are the four cardinal signs, namely Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, with what energies they are filled with? How are they related? It's important to know. When there are beneficial planets in these four signs, you have not really big impediments in relation to the functional aspect of the body. Otherwise, you have frequent problems in relation to the head, which represents Aries, frequent headaches, migraine headaches, which are not really curable, all kinds of headaches, reeling sensation. All these problems do exist when Aries is not associated with beneficial planets. No planet is a good situation. A negative planet or a malefic planet gives you an indication that the native has problems with the head, functioning of the head. Thinking apart, the very head is a problem. I know persons who have Aries ascendant with Saturn in Aries always having headache. Any kind of cure over 15 to 20 years, nothing could be done to them. Nothing. It's a situation like that. Likewise, when you come to Cancer, it all about your, the region of Cancer, where you have respiration, circulation, heartbeat, purification of blood, the bad blood is transformed into good blood. All these activities relating to the circulation aspect, it can be seen by the placement of planets in Cancer. If we have Moon in Cancer or Jupiter in Cancer, we don't see many problems. If you see Saturn in Cancer, if you see Mars in Cancer, invariably you will land up with disturbances relating to circulation of blood and the disequilibrium in relation to blood flow and the blood pressure, as also the impact on the heart on account of irregular functioning of the circulatory system. That's where you have the functional aspect of the Cancer in you, whether it is posited with positive planets or other planets. It's a dimension which we have to know, the threefold constitution of man. Likewise in Libra, the planets in Libra and the planets in Capricorn. Every cross, in relation to each of the signs, there is a square. Aries to Cancer, there is a square. Cancer to Libra, there is a square. Libra to Capricorn, there is a square. So when we see squares, we normally feel disappointed that there is a problem with respect to the squares existing as between the planets in any cross, not only cardinal cross, in any cross. But if you take to the understanding with the help of astrology and take to the right discipline, in a matter of time, that which is a square, through progression, transforms itself into a trine. So that which is presented to you as a challenge can be overcome when you take to the right discipline relating to it. That's where astrology always gives remedial measures by which you can overcome that which is due for you on account of your settled patterns. When the settled patterns are gradually changed through a proper understanding of astrology, you would be able to overcome a challenge which you would be meeting in due course of time. So therefore, when it comes to cardinal cross, we have this understanding that it denotes the functional activities of life. The vital body is chiefly governed by the cardinal cross. Therefore, the life aspect relating to the man, how healthy he would be, how unhealthy he would be, can be very clearly seen. And unless drastic changes are brought about, the health continues to be always feeble and frequently affecting the very functioning of the person. As you know from the articles of healing and health, perfect health is never promised on this planet. What is promised is functional health. That means your ill health should not come in the way of your discharge of duties on a day-to-day basis. Once in a way, sickness which may put you off from the routine is okay, but generally getting out of order with life is very indicative of the placement of planets in the cardinal sign. Therefore, we have to take to the discipline relating to the cardinal sign. It's important. Without which not much can be achieved. Men with little health cannot accomplish much. And then comes we should gain hold over these functions in order to overcome the effects of cardinal cross. The fixed sign governs the emotions and the desires of man. This is where we are with ourselves, with our desires, our emotions, our desires, our anger, our aversion, our attraction, our repulsion are governed by the fixed cross. Our likes and dislikes are not easily overcome. Our desire and aversion is not easily overcome. The anger and dislike for people is not easily overcome, because these are all traits which you have developed over incarnations. They settle down as the imperfections in the personality. They settle down deep in us. That's why a man who knows that he frequently gets into anger, even while he intends not to be angry, so frequently it gets beyond his control. Many times he gets disgusted with himself that he gets into anger for nothing. Any amount of resolve not to be angry does not work. Likewise, in terms of a desire, though we can recognize these emotions in us, to overcome these emotions, we have to practice virtues. Otherwise, you do not overcome them. Practice of virtues is seen as the only means by which the negative emotions in man are gradually eliminated. Otherwise, they keep a sway on you, they are fixed in you, they come with you over long incarnations and they keep on affecting you and they settle down as your behavioral nature. People are generally quickly irritated, while some others are not so quickly irritated. There are persons who get worried for nothing. There are persons who are not so much worried, even when there is something tangible that is affecting them. This is the range we have. There are imaginary fears and they worry. Many people today, they have a lot of imaginary fear and they fall into all kinds of depression. This is because there is no practice of virtues to develop one's own behavioral nature. Therefore, the wish, anger, desire, aversion, attraction, repulsion are governed by fixed sign. The behavior of man, which lies beyond the control of his intelligence and understanding. He does not know why he gets irritated for nothing. Some are irritated for nothing. Some are not. Some are worried for nothing. Even for him, he or she doesn't know, why does he fear so much? Why does he fear so much? Wants to overcome fear. Overcome anger, overcome dislike, overcome desire, all kinds of intentions are there. But they are beyond his control to overcome. That is the state with the fixed signs. So if you find planets in fixed signs, where there is, as we say in astrology, the malefic planets, then the trouble is much more. Taurus, Scorpio, Leo Aquarius is seen as the fixed cross. In that fixed cross, if you have slowly transformed the vices into virtues, you keep on developing a life of virtue, they also get fixed in you. Virtues also get fixed. That's the beauty of fixed cross. Whatever is fixed forever. So therefore, to eliminate the undesirable dimensions in the fixed cross, we need to substitute them with virtue after virtue, virtue after virtue, virtue after virtue. The intelligence shall have to be gradually supplemented with virtue. Otherwise, such intelligence causes self-impediments. Let virtue be the strength of my intelligence. That's what we say. Intelligence tends to be beneficial to its owner and also to the surroundings when it is also associated with virtue. When there are not enough virtues, the intelligence is a problem to the owner of such intelligence. Therefore, this understanding has to come, and then that the only recourse to them is to adopt to certain virtues or associate with persons of virtue. Just like associating with the men of health will give you certain vibrations of health, association with men of fairly good virtues would also enable us to gain these virtues. That's where association is recommended for self-transformation. If you associate with persons who are practicing virtues, you also get the inspiration to pick up some virtues of your choice and start working with them. When virtues are practiced, one virtue has the habit of bringing another virtue to you. It's like a chain of virtues. Just like one vice brings another vice. Just like it is said in the field of humor that a man smokes A man smokes only when he is in a gamble house. And he is in the gamble house only when he drinks, like that, one after the other. Smoking leads to gambling, gambling, or smoking leads to drinking, drinking leads to gambling. Like that, vice after vice, you accumulate. One vice is enough to open door for many vices. Likewise, one virtue is good enough to open doors for chain of virtues. So practice of virtues are found to be inevitable to overcome the involuntary functioning of your own being. In spite of you get worried. In spite of you get frightened. In spite of you get irritated. In spite of you are into anger. In spite of you are into very many emotions, and you know it's not worth it, but still you are into it. This is what is called the involuntary system, which exists in each one of us on account of the fixed science. The student should be able to gain control over this condition by a constant practice of virtue, service and non-attachment. If you wish that your behavioral patterns definitely need certain improvement over what it is now, we need to practice these three dimensions, namely practice of virtue, service as an attitude, and non-attachment to the surroundings. Meaning not to be passionately attached to things. All the associations of our past karma are stored in these signs. So when you see the fixed signs in our horoscope, they are also indicative of our past karma. If you have beneficial planets in the fixed house, fixed sign, you are already involved in those matters. When you have other planets in the fixed sign, one has to reorient himself by noting the problem. The problem has to be noted and accordingly attended to. Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius are the fixed signs. If you do not have the right planets in the fixed signs, you have deep-rooted negativity in you, which will impede your progress in terms of your practices. This is a dimension in relation to astrology, which can be noted. It is helpful to the astrologers to know themselves and then put themselves to needed discipline. It is also helpful to astrologers to know those who come to him for consultation, come to her for consultation. While we do not express the negatives of a consultee, we try to give out a solution. That for his problem, the solution is adapting to some activity or attitude of service, adapting to the practice of benevolence, adapting to not excessive attachment to the surroundings. Such of those things have to be suggested, and you can also give them the direction relating to the planets, the related mantra, and accordingly guide them to overcoming the deficiencies of cardinal cross is easier compared to overcoming the deficiencies of fixed class. The very word fixed means it is very deeply engraved in us. To eliminate that which is deeply engraved, it requires a lot of effort. That is what we are trying to plan through discipleship. So this student should be able to gain control over this dimension by constant practice of virtue, service and non-attachment. All the associations of past karma are stored in these signs. Mastery over this kingdom is more difficult to acquire than in the case of the former. It's easy to gain mastery over health. It's not so easy to gain mastery over one's own behavioral nature. So the health and functional dimensions of body are governed by cardinal signs. And the behavioral nature of the being is governed by the fixed cross of four sun signs. The signs are rightly called fixed signs. Their nature is preservation through establishment. We preserve them through establishment. See, a person, okay, just to give an example, adapts himself to a cup of coffee every morning, isn't it? Initially, coffee is not all that tasty. For any person who never drank coffee before, coffee is not a very tasty thing. It's not like ice cream. It is not like chocolate. It is not like fruit juice. It is not even like milk. For a person who is accustomed right from the childhood for such things. But once coffee, you adapt to it. And every morning, you start taking a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Slowly it so establishes in us, so completely establishes in us, that we feel helpless when we do not get coffee in the morning. Isn't it? It was not there before. It was not there before. But only by constant functioning with it, we preserve the experience on a daily basis. And daily when we visit the same thing, at the same time it establishes in us. Be it a positive faculty or a detrimental faculty, anything that you fix to it, it slowly establishes itself. Takes time to overcome a habit which is formed in due course of time. We call it a habit because it is regularly attended to on time. As you wake up, you need a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. But imagine once when you leave this body, once you leave this body, your craving for coffee remains. Your craving for coffee remains. So as you come up to the coffee counter of your house, it can be a dining table, it can be a coffee corner, where you drink coffee with your life partner or with your kith and kin, it becomes a habit. You are no more in the body, but you visit in your etheric double. They are all drinking coffee. You cannot drink coffee. You cannot drink coffee because you don't have the body to drink coffee. Sometimes the members of the family, on account of an emotional sentiment, may even leave a cup of coffee over there for the departed soul. I know houses where a lunch plate is always kept for the departed fellow. It is adding insult to injury actually. You cannot drink coffee, but there is also coffee provided for you there. How painful it is. Just coffee. There are so many other things. There are so many other things. Like this we are attached to. If you are, for example, attached to attending to the morning prayer with the group, a person who is very regular attending to morning prayer in a group or can be the members of the family, is sure to attend to morning prayer the next day after his departure. But the people at home are not at prayer, they are weeping. Isn't it? They are in a sorrowful mood that a man departed and they are worried about him. In that worry, they don't do prayer. So, the departed soul, it moves out to a place where prayer is being done. Such is the beauty or ugliness of the fixed cross. I just want to tell you. It's by fixing yourself to aspects of light, you walk into realms of light. It's by fixing yourself into other things, you walk into other things. Even after departure from the body, because these traits come with us from life to life, that is where the fixed cross is. Then comes the mutable sign. The mutable signs govern the reflexes and instincts of man. Capacities like thinking, understanding, learning, expressing, locomotion are governed by these signs. Thinking is, it's a very mutable activity. No? You are in a kind of velocity when you are in thought. It's a movement. Understanding is also a movement. Thinking and understanding, speaking, expressing is also a movement. These are all mutable activities. No? Meaning? It keeps changing. Listen to these words. Thinking, understanding, learning, expressing, moving. All this is according to mutable crossness. If you have many planets in mutable cross, you are always busy doing things for nothing. That's how it is. You keep on busily moving here and there. There are some persons whom I know, very early in the morning they get out of the house. They keep on doing one thing or the other, or if they are not moving, they keep on speaking. See, all the speeches which we make are only on account of the inner restlessness. You are not comfortable to stay put, to stay stable. You feel bored if you are asked to stay put. I know kids who say, I am bored. You know, an 8-year-old kid, if he says, I am bored, you should see what is it in his mutable signs. Mutable signs are Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. These are the four mutable signs, which puts you always to some activity or the other. Always there has to be activity. Actually, in the field of spirituality, you would like to be. Isn't it? Beingness is ultimate blissfulness. Beingness is the ultimate blissfulness. Activity is the contrary to it. The persons who have learned to be continue to be even while in action. The persons who have learned to be, they continue to experience the same beingness even while in action. That's the beauty. That is where it is said, while they are seemingly in action, they are not in action. They are not in action, but action happens around. Action happens around and they are in it. And they do not feel the activity. We also can experience it If you get into a flight or if you get into a train for a long journey, once you have taken to your seat in the flight or in the train, stay put. What do you do later? It is the train that moves, not you know. It is the train that moves. You are not moving. The train is moving, isn't it? It is the flight that is flying, not you. You are sitting in the chair, same seat which is allotted to you. As you enter into the flight, till you get out of the flight, you are on the same seat, isn't it? Why do you feel that you are traveling? Why do you feel that you are traveling? You are not traveling, the flight is traveling. The aircraft is traveling. The train is traveling. The tires relating to the automobile, they wear out. See if you cross over, say, 10,000 kilometers, there is a wear and tear for the craft, but not for you, unless you pick up all the travel into your own psyche. Normally what we do is, we pick up that which is not ours into us. If you are moving in a train or in a flight, what wears out or what depreciates is the vehicle, the carrier, not you. But you associate yourself with that travelling and thereby imbibe the tiresomeness of travel. That's how it works. A person who knows this clue, he says, I don't travel. The body is travel. I don't travel. Even when he walks, he doesn't feel he is walking. His legs are walking. There are people who feel like that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks of this dimension to Arjuna. In all that is in action, there is a way to be and allowing the action to happen. Allowing the action to happen. Even in the thick of action, you need not be busy in your mind, inflicted by the activity around you. We are inflicted by the surrounding activity and therefore feel busy. This dimension, only through proper observation you can get it. This is also an understanding, which is part of the mutable cross. The mutable cross. Therefore, the mutable cross makes you busy. Today the world is full of busyness, isn't it? Full of business. If there is no business, they pick up their mobile and make themselves busy. Isn't it? Why can't you be? When there is nothing to do, why can't you be? But you are put to this kind of activity by the mutable cross, depending upon the kind of planets you have filled with yours in your mutable signs. That's where the whole game is. Virgo, Pisces, I know, associates with the mutable signs, with many planets in the mutable signs. They either talk or they keep on moving. That's all. Talk. And they keep on moving around, not turning out any tangible work. They speak, keep on speaking with not much substance in what they speak. That's all mutable. They are either chatter boxes, you know the chatter box, or they are like the rolling stones which do not gather much mass. That's how it is. So these are the dimensions relating to us which we have to notice in us. They are always in a motored state, they are motored all the time and the sensory activities are busy and the nervous system is tending to be more and more in action, causing the nervous tensions to come. These signs are also responsible for the shape and consciousness in the embryo, the mutable signs, bring the necessary changes in relation to our shape. All changes are attributable to the mutable sign, which presides over the faculty of gathering the body after the shape of the parent. From the parent, we gain the form, and then this form is again mutable. It's not the same all the time. Sometimes it grows, sometimes it reduces, depending upon the transits or the progressions or the placement of planets in the birth chart. You can observe the mutable cross to see the changes in the form. That's how it is. Directional sense, which gives us the concept of right and left, front and back, the upper and lower, is governed by these signs. An occultist should gain mastery over these signs, faculties, by a process of neutralization. A man who is in the mutability cannot himself come out of it. He needs to be tied down to a man who is stable. Stable. That's why we see the beast being tied down to a pole. A beast that keeps on grazing the field all around, when it tied down to a pole, after eating here and there, it comes back and rests near the pole to which it is bound. So also, a man of mutability should relate to a man of fixed size. So in us, we have to see what is the cardinal dimension, what is the fixed sign in us, what is the mutable sign in us. And depending upon the malefic dimensions, we have to make the necessary adjustment to right discipline, or we may have to ourselves study our own being and then start seeing the remedial measures. For that, the three crosses as exists in the 12 sun signs are of great help. We suffer a lot when we are more in the mutability, because the duality is mostly coming to us from the mutable signs. Duality, pain and pleasure, likes and dislikes, knowledge and ignorance, good and bad, judgmental aspect, all these double signs, they bring the double aspect of the same concept. And generally they are not persons who can make decisions, because they see two things at the same time. A man who is predominantly with immutable energy requires some others to decide for him. He cannot decide himself. Normally, this trait is attributed to Gemini, but it is true with other mutable signs also. They are not very decisive and their decision can be changed. If a man of predominantly fixed sign, if he decides, nothing changes. A decision made is made forever, for good or for bad. That's how with the fixed. But a man with a mutable sign, he always alters his own decision, keeps on altering and never fixes himself to anything. And that enables him to be always in mutability and the related wear out. On the physical plane, these signs govern the parts of the body which exist as pairs, like the two legs, the two hands, the two eyes, the two ears, the nostrils, the bronchi, the lungs, the ribs, the kidneys and such others. Wherever two exist, there the mutable sign is exist. Two kidneys, two hands, two legs, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two lungs, two ribs, and so on. Everything that is two is relating to the mutable sign. These dimensions are not given. We say when it comes to legs, the thighs are just Sagittarius, the knees are Capricorn, the calves are Aquarius, the feet are Pisces. That's another dimension. But this dimension of analyzing the human in terms of the three crosses is of great importance. One has to fix himself on the fixed cross, adapting to virtues and service, and keep on developing them, and then support the cardinal cross and also the mutable cross. That is where in the New Testament Jesus the Christ is depicted as on the central cross, where there are two persons on the left and right on the cross, which is but symbolic of the cross, three crosses in man. These three crosses have an impact on us, and we have to make sure that we work with these crosses and gain mastery over them. A mastery over these signs will be gained by meditating upon the vertebral column. This is another dimension. For us to gain the mastery over the crosses, the most important dimension is to contemplate upon our cerebrospinal column. That's most important. On the cerebrospinal column, all the signs are fixed, are there. From head to Muladhara, we have from Pisces to Scorpio, and in the reverse order, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius are also seen in the spinal column. If you see spiritual dimension of astrology, the spiritual dimension of astrology tells us that Sagittarius is the higher Muladhara, Capricorn is the higher heart center, Aquarius is the center in between Ajna and Sahasrara on the top of the forehead, and Pisces beyond Aries as the thousand petaled lotus. That's how it is seen. So all the 12 sun signs can be traced from cerebrospinal column, and meditating upon the cerebrospinal column is important to cause neutralization of the malefic impacts of the crosses on us. That is the reason why Master CBV very clearly instructs us to imagine our being as a lighted column in the form of a bulb or a sphere set upon a pole of light. There is a pole of light upon which there is a sphere, which is also lighted. This is what he suggests to us to imagine about ourselves. The rest that is built around the cerebrospinal column is like a balloon, that's what he says. It's like a balloon. It keeps on growing, it creeps in varieties of dimensions, but the cerebrospinal column is the central column that enables us to experience all the energies and fill them with adequate light. And hence the meditation upon the central column of the being is considered most important. Before you take to pranayama, this step becomes an important step, that we set ourselves into a form where we are not what we see with our flesh and blood. we set our form as a form of light with cerebrospinal column. That's it. Each one of us has a lighted cerebellus column, cerebrospinal column. We look alike. It's like a sphere of light supported by a stick of light or a pole of light or a rod of light. This rod of light is what we call the sphere or the staff of power. The head is seen as full of wisdom. So we have to meditate daily on this figure of us. Not to imagine the centers or the lotuses upon the body of flesh and blood. The centers we imagine about Mooladhara or heart or Vishuddhi throat center or Ajna center. They are not in the body of flesh and blood. They are in the cerebrospinal column. They are in that column. So imagine yourself as a globe with a tail. You call it a tail. You call it a rod. In that lighted field, you have to imagine these centers. Normally, if we see brow center, we think something is there just behind the skin here. It's not here. Or we think of Ajna at the center of the forehead, thinking that it is just beyond the bone, the skin and bone here. It's not like that. It is in the entire skull, in the center of it. If you take the whole sphere of the head from before to behind, in between, there is a center which can be connected by a vertical. That's where the Ajna is, not outside, like our eyes. All centers are posited, the etheric centers which we speak of, the centers of consciousness, they are all in the central column relating to the spherical and columnar form of our being. Therefore, when we close our eyes and utter Om, we should feel that the sound of Om is moving in the central column within us and moving towards the sphere of which is our head and is going beyond. This kind of meditation is very helpful for us to overcome the limitations relating to these signs. To start with, especially the mutable signs. We are not affected by the immutability insofar as we meditate upon this. Meditating upon the vertebral column and the verticals of the universe. See, there are verticals. See, the earth has its vertical. The axis is the basis for the entire globe of earth to be built. So we relate to the vertical in anything. When we see a building, we see to the vertical of the building. All verticals which support the whole system are the basis for that system or that for that form. When the consciousness is tuned with the center of Brahmarandhra, all these pairs are all controlled. The pairs relating to the mutable signs, they are all very well governed when you do this meditation in relation to your cerebrospinal column. Devote some time to it, by which these double aspects of the lungs, the kidneys, the hands, there would be no imbalance as between them. There would be no malfunctioning of one in relation to the other. Meaning, left hand is tending to be weak, right hand is tending to be normal. Our left leg is tending to be weak, right leg is tending to be strong. Likewise, left eye, left nostril, right nostril, left ear, right ear. See, to some people, the left ear no more is capable of listening, while the right ear is. When one is down, slowly it brings the same situation for the other. Once the imbalance is lost, be it the left or right in us, both of them, they have their unity in the central column. The central column, the left brain and the right brain, the left ear and the right ear, the left eye and the right eye, the left nostril, right nostril, the left hand and the right hand, the left lung and the right lung. Normally, as we keep aging, there are strengths developed with certain side and weaknesses developed on certain other side. They all get regulated if we function with the central column, which is suggested in the book Spiritual Astrology. Each of these three sets stand on the four arms of cross. The four cardinal signs form the four cardinal cross. The four fixed signs form the fixed cross. The four mutable signs form the mutable cross. These three crosses represent the crucifixion of man upon the human form. That means we are fixed. The soul, which is a pulsating principle of light, it is fixed in the form in these four dimensions, in these three dimensions. That's why we need to release ourselves three times before we are free. We have to release from the physical dimension, from the emotional or mental dimension, and even from the buddhic dimension, to be what we are as a free one, as the free ones. So this dimension should be there, that we are the flying beings that have taken to a form and we are fixed in the form. It is a worse situation compared to that of a bird which is caged. A bird cage is not fixed to the cage. The bird that is caged is not fixed to the cage, it is only conditioned by the cage. But we the humans, we are crucified upon these crosses only to gain the necessary experience in relation to our being on the planet. When we function with proper understanding, they give the optimum understanding. When we do not carry the proper understanding of the human form and function as we like, then every cross fixes us. The cardinal cross fixes us. The fixed cross anyway fixes us. And the mutable cross also fixes us. That's where Pythagoras was very predominantly teaching these three dimensions of the cross. He always used to say that the cosmic man himself has fixed himself at the cosmic, solar and planetary plane. So are the humans, who are also fixed in three dimensions. But the cosmic man volunteered to fix himself. He has volunteered to fix himself to enable the functioning of the universe by which the beings find their own evolution. It's an act of sacrifice from his side. So also, like the cosmic man, we also try to be useful to the surrounding beings and make our life a life of service by which the crosses would release us from our fixation to it. This fixation is a dimension which happens on account of these three aspects relating to us. The life principle in us, it can cause problems. The mutating principle in us, it can cause problems. Our experiences of right and wrong can also cause problems. So we should know these dimensions, and on the basis of these dimensions, we should follow working with pranayama. Otherwise, why should we think of overcoming the limitations of each of these signs? I spoke to you yesterday evening and today morning about the need to overcome the limitation of Libra and to overcome the limitation of Gemini. This is because Gemini gives you a lateral sense of right and wrong, pain and pleasure, all kind of dualities. While Libra causes so much passion that you get attached to that which is objective to you. From these dimensions, to release yourself, first we have to understand how are we in this, with all these three crosses of 12 zodiacal signs. That has to be known. Either when we see our horoscope or we see others' horoscope, we have to see in this dimension. What are fixed energies? What are mutable energies? What are the cardinal energies? Cardinal energies give us an indication of the kind of health or any health that the person would carry. The fixed cross denotes to us what is accumulated and preserved in terms of desirable or undesirable things. And then in the mutable dimension, we can see in what aspects the man keeps on changing for nothing, keep on changing for nothing. Unless we make an understanding in this manner, see, how does understanding come to us unless we have the support of a science? Among those sciences, astrology is seen as the best science to know the constitution of man. The constitution of man in terms of the 12 sun signs and the functioning of the 7 planets is of great importance. Otherwise, we only go by a chart of 12 zodiacal signs, we see the aspects and we try to know things. But first divide the man into three parts: fixed, mutable and cardinal dimensions of man. There are many more threefold divisions relating to man. There is the heavenly man who is posited in the head. There is the earthly man who is posited in the upper torso. There is the beastly man who is posited in the lower torso. When we are functioning to fill our bellies, we are like the beast. It's a human beast. When you are functioning with concern for the other fellow beings on the planet, you are humane. When you ascend into your own head and see the light and the plan and conduct, then you are divine within the human. Likewise, there is another threefold division. Man has to be dissected and be known to understand how exactly he is assembled. When we know our assemblage clearly and the purpose of such assemblage, we try to work it out in an appropriate manner. Therefore, the need to see the dimensions of the three crosses, besides seeing other dimensions like what elements we are predominantly engaged with. Is there more air in you, more fire in you, more water in you, more earth in you? How are you to balance these energies? Unless the four elements are balanced, you do not have the fifth state of this, the akasha or the fifth ether. That's another dimension. But for today, we think of the three crosses and try to see how best to mend them, repair them. If your cardinal cross is not really functional, you have digestion problems, you have defecation problems, You have problems of breathing. You have problems of circulation. Today there are so... Entire humanity is fighting for health. They are fighting for health. Meaning the carnal cross is almost... is junked. We are junking it. More and more ill health. Isn't it? Of course, the fixed cross is your own story relating to you right from your arrival on this planet. The story relating to you right from the arrival, right from your arrival on the planet is recorded in your fixed cross. And then the mutability, which we keep on changing and which requires its appropriate regulation, these have to be studied. That's where self-study is. So study in these dimensions and accordingly know about ourselves and then see where exactly the repair is required. The repair is required. That is what exactly Master CVV says. If you submit to me, I will verify these three dimensions in you. And whatever needed adjustments are, they shall be conducted, or you are directed from within to conduct them. And accordingly, you can course your journey towards light. So this dimension, along with the dimension of pranayama, would lead us to slowly neutralize many signs in us, zodiacal signs in us, and ultimately remain as with three zodiacal signs. It is three zodiacal signs which express as six, and it is six zodiacal signs which express as 12. For a man of complete wisdom, only three zodiacal signs are relevant. They function as the triple quality of the soul for him, while he is posited in the center of the three qualities as the soul. The soul with its triple quality is what is given as a symbol of a center around which there is an equilateral triangle of triple quality, around which there is a circumference which is called the outer man or God. The outer man and the inner man, they are connected to each other by triple quality, and that is what ultimately should remain with us. One quality from each of the cross, one sign with each of the cross is what remains when you are completely evolved on the planet. One sign from fixed cross, one sign from mutable cross, one sign from cardinal cross. Only these three remain. That story tomorrow we will try to reveal. Only as an information, it has to be worked out later. Just as I gave you the information how to neutralize Libra and Gemini, there are other ways of neutralizing the other sun signs by which ultimately you remain a center with three qualities around you and surrounded by the one energy which we call the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent energy. Thank you one and all. Namaskar.